Shir number 64, Shmiras HaLoshon Shara Zechira Perek Tes. We're discussing the very powerful words from the Chofetz Chaim, where he said that the Baal Loshon Hara, the habitual offender of slander, of Einoz Dvarim, a person who takes words and harms you and stabs the person in the back, behind him, right in front of his face, whatever it might be, says Gehenim, I don't have enough fire to destroy, to punish the Avera that this person deserves to be punished with. That's what Gehenim said. That's what we learned yesterday. Vein ko lo oilam kula yochel litein lohen dai paranusam. The whole entire world, acting together, cannot give them enough suffering. So what do? Says the Medrash. Ela shagir b'chitzecha milamayil tchilo. So first, start by throwing your arrows from above on top. V'achakach ikabu mimenu. Gachalei risam milamata. And afterwards, Gehenim will have its coals burning from below. And together, from the heavens, and then again to down to Gehenim, they will punish the Baal Loshon Hara. You see how serious this is? That his Avera alone, Gehenim alone, cannot destroy the Ra, the evilness of this person's chait. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Kuf Chof, Pasuk Gimel and Dalet, Mayitein Lecho, Umayosef Loch, Loshon Remiyo, Chitzei Gibor Shenunim, Im Gachali Risomim. We see over here that Dovra Melech is saying that this deceitful tongue, how will it be punished? With the sharp arrows from Hashem above and the burning coals from below. V'ein Gibor, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say Gibor, who's the Gibor? Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor. Like we say in Shemoneh Esrei, based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Lamed Beis, Yud Ches. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor. Gibor is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shoot the arrows from Shemayim. And Gehenim will turn on this fire from below. Okay, and together, that will punish the Baal Loshon Hara. Similar to this medrash, you'll find the Gemara in Erech and Daf Tezvav and Beis. V'kamet tzorech ha'ish ha'nilvov yischazik v'lamoid al atzmoy mi'ovoin ha'marazeh. V'kamet tzorech ha'ish ha'nilvov, how the person has to strengthen himself to protect himself from this bitter avera. When the person contemplates what we just spoke about and we just said over here, that Gehenim says, I don't have enough fire, I don't have fuel to get rid of this Aveira from this person. That Gehenim says, Hashem, I need your help on this one. I need your help on this one to get rid of, to purge the chait that this person spoke Lashon Hara on a regular basis. His occupation, her occupation in this world was a professional slanderer, a professional Baal Lashon Hara, and the worst of the worst. And we've all been there, unfortunately. And if you're not, Baruch Hashem, is when the person, you give so much to someone else, and then when they say something behind your back, they stab the person in the back. That's the worst. The Einoz Dvarim, the painful, harmful words. You know what it's like? You know, mosquitoes, when they stick their point inside to draw the blood, there's like a backwards arrow, and when they pull it out, it gets pricked over there. These are the words of Lashon Hara. They go in and then they come out and they rip the person emotionally. Hashem says to Gehenim, I'll help you out. I'll throw the arrows from on top. You'll do your job from below. And together we'll give the proper punishment that the Baal Lashon Hara deserves.